The United Nations is currently considering establishing a peacekeeping operation in Haiti as the country becomes more unstable and gangs take more control of Port-au-Prince. Officials with the UN expressed support on Wednesday, November 20th, for transitioning a recently extended UN-backed multinational security support mission in Haiti into a UN peacekeeping operation, despite continued opposition from China and Russia. Ongoing Security Council discussions about international engagement in Haiti's security and stability to succeed the MSS highlight the need of the government of Haiti and the international community to have a long-term vision. Miroslav Jenka, the UN Assistant Secretary General, said, "Haitian leaders have continually asked the partially deployed and under-resourced multinational security force to be transformed into a peacekeeping effort to enhance funding. If approved, a lengthy process would begin. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres would then be required to file a report of recommendations. The United States and Ecuador presented a proposal for the transition in September. However, it failed after resistance from China and Russia. Both countries have veto powers within the UN, Moscow, and Beijing are still refusing to get on board, despite most diplomats supporting the idea. Russia and China argue a pause in violence is needed to rationalize sending a peacekeeping mission. They've also signaled a distrust of Haiti's government. Instead, Beijing and Moscow are proposing continued focus and fulfilling pledges from the multinational security mission. Violence on the island nation rose dramatically this month as gangs opened fire on three commercial planes. The shootings caused the U.S. to pause flights into the country. Just this past week, at least 150 people were reportedly killed in gang-related violence. After the violence, the charity Doctors Without Borders suspended operations in Haiti. "We are deeply concerned about the safety, basic needs, and human rights of people residing in gang-controlled areas, in particular those of women and children," Jenka said. "Predatory gangs systematically attack communities using extreme forms of violence, including sexual violence as a weapon to subjugate them." A Haitian health official, whose son was reportedly kidnapped, warned if more isn't done by the international community, the alternative will be a massive genocide that has already started. He said only the UN has the power to stop it.